Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're live at Sun Chevy. We told you we had some surprises for you today, and we're joined by a special guest right now. Stanley Cup champion.
Multiple times.
Six-time Stanley Cup champion.
That's multiple times.
When I need an agent, I'm calling you two guys. That's all I know. Hey,
Brian, I actually wanted – this is an embarrassing story about me. So I was flying to Detroit for my wedding. I wasn't getting married in Detroit, but I needed to connect there to go to New Orleans.
Hockey Town, USA.
And you were on my flight there. This is in September, but I didn't want to come up and bother you. So I'm getting ready to travel down to New Orleans with my wife for our wedding. And I see you at the Pittsburgh airport, and you had one of your Stanley Cup rings on. And I said to my wife, I said, there's one question I've always wanted to ask Brian Trottier. How do you decide which Stanley Cup ring to wear?
Oh, it's very easy. I live here in Pittsburgh. I always wear the first Pittsburgh. It's a very comfortable ring to wear. I mean, it's a gorgeous
ring. You've got it on right now?
I do, yeah. And it's not ostentatious. It's not one of those rings that's like, bling, 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 bling.
Well, they all try to
beautiful.
Outdo each other now.
Now they're too big to wear.
You can't hold your arm up.
They are. The Avalanche ring that we won in 2001, I was coaching there, and Ray Bourque, Joe Sakic, Patrick Waugh, Peter Forsberg, what a team we had. And those creepy New Jerseys took us, New Jersey Devils still took us seven games. But that ring is so big, and it's clunky. It's gorgeous. I mean, 40 diamonds and six rubies. I mean, it's ridiculously nice. And but you wear it, you're constantly clunking it, and it's huge. It's like wearing an ashtray on your finger. But the Penguin ring is a very comfortable ring to wear. I wear it 99.99% of the time, and everybody loves it because it doesn't matter where you go. The Pittsburgh Penguins are a team that you can't hate. You know, they're respected around the country.
Even in
Canada.
Philly?
Well, except Philly.
Except with John Tortorella,
Might tiptoe through Philadelphia. But I think I've tiptoed through Philadelphia even with my Islander logos on because, like, that is supposed to be the city of brotherly love. I'm still waiting for that brotherly love.
Where are the other rings? Do you have them in a special place?
We keep them in safety deposit box. My oldest son has the first Islander, and the girls are recently married, and they're building their own little lives, and they all have a choice. And it's really kind of fun because they're squabbling over my Penguin first ring, and I think it's adorable because I wear it all the time. I'm like, you want the ring that I wear all the time? No, Dad, it's just that it's the nicest ring you have. And I think that reflects well on the design and even the ladies. But, you know, it's really kind of fun to share. So when you do an event, and whether it's Phil Bourque, Troy Loney, Mario, whoever you do the event with, they're wearing a ring. People just love, you know, to see what a championship ring looks like. And obviously, Pittsburgh got the Steelers. You got, you know, the Pirates in the late 70s. And Kent's here, Kent DeColvey. And our daughters played softball with each other in Upper St. Clair back in the good old days. So it's really kind of fun to share that championship ring, let alone the feeling here with this.
Nobody knows championships more than you. And I know you follow the Penguins closely. Yep. Winning two in a row is unbelievable.
Fun.
To have a shot at three. When you think back at it, I don't know if the Islanders were the greatest dynasty ever, because some of those Montreal teams, but you're going to be part of probably the last team to ever win four in a row. I don't know that is going to be matched. As you look back on it, I mean, does it even seem possible now? How hard was that?
Well, when you look at the team, the Pittsburgh team of 91-92, and they had a team that should have won in 93. And then all of a sudden you got this new little dynasty team here in Pittsburgh that Jimmy Rutherford's put together. And I really think it reflects well on management, obviously, to be able to keep the teams together. And in what is kind of a different kind of free agency that we had back in the 80s, you know, obviously the Montreal Canadiens had no free agency back in the 50s and 60s when they were winning their championships, but they only had to go two rounds. The thing that made that championship so unique is the 19 consecutive series that we won. That's going to be tough to duplicate.
80 to 84, in case people don't know.
80 to 84, we won four rounds every year, and 19 series we won. And that is going to be hard to do. Kind of a battle of resiliency more than anything else. So it was wonderful to reflect back on that, because when you're going through it, you're like, oh, man, this is never going to end. And you hope it never does. But looking back, it was a tremendous, tremendous feat. Great players, Mike Bossy, Dennis Botvin, Billy Smith, Clark Gillies, all Hall of Fame guys. And we had a crew of Bobby Nystrom, John Tinelli, Butch
And then
Goring.
You come here and you get to play with Mario. And
I
what
know.
Was and Coffey.
All Coffey.
What was
Young
that
Mark
like?
Recky,
was it different?
Kevin Stevens.
Now, you're much older in your career, and you were a star on the 80 and 84 teams. I don't think you would describe yourself as a star in the early 90s. Was it different? Was it just as enjoyable?
Oh, my God, it was fantastic. I didn't know what Pittsburgh was going to be like. But Craig Patrick sold me really well. Like, it was really kind of fun being a free agent and talking to different general managers and being wooed, so to speak. And Craig was wonderful. Like, I think we did a contract in about 2.5 hours. So it was really kind of fun. But you're going to fall in love with Pittsburgh. I'm like, oh, okay. But it was the appreciation factor. That's what really kind of made and that's probably why I'm still here today. You know, Pittsburgh's home. And it was feeling appreciated all over again. So no matter what little thing I did, it was like, you know, exaggerated 100-fold sometimes. But it was really fun going through the playoffs, and it was a huddle after the games because Joe Mullen and Wendell Young had the hospitality suite in the hotel, mm-hmm. and we'd sit up there and have a relaxing beer after the game, and we huddle. And the guys would say, so what's the next round going to be like, Brian? Trots, come on, tell us what's going to be. And I'd be like, you know, kind of exaggerating a little bit, but in a fun way to make everybody excited. It was really kind of a wonderful sense of appreciation, I think, that really made it fun. But every little thing I did, so playing with the young Jaromir Jagr was really fun. He's a student of the game, and when we'd sit down and he'd you know, in his little bit of English that he understood, he learned North American hockey. And he was give and go, you know, little short pick plays, and he was so used to stick handling all the way down, and he did it anyway. I'm like, Jaromir, they have this really kind of cool thing. Give me the puck, I'll give it right back, and I'll soft pick this guy, you'll get a shot, same thing. And so it was wonderful playing with him. It was wonderful being able to, like, watch Mario at practice, let alone the games, because he is a special player. And Paul Coffey was great. You know, here we are, our tribals, Oilers, Islanders, and now we're teammates. Tommy Barrasso turned into a piece of plywood in the net. What a team we had, and what a great, great celebrations we had here in Pittsburgh. So, no, it's just wonderful memories here.
Yeah, you talk about celebrations. How many times have people talk about you sliding across the tarp?
Oh, my God.
At Three River Stadium in the rain doing the belly flop slide. It's one of my great memories in sports. And you looked like you were 12. When you did that.
Well, it was raining, drizzling, and Craig Patrick said, can you grab the cup and just run around and get the fans going again? I said, sure, I'll grab a few of the guys. And so I said, Bob Erie and Phil Bork and Troy Loney, and I think there was a few other guys. I said, we're all going down the steps, and we're all going to pass the cup to each other and you know, get the crowd going a little bit. Oh, yeah, we're right behind you. I go down the steps. I look back, and they're all, like, giving me the wave, like, you're on your own, kid. I was like, you creeps. Anyway, as I'm trotting, I see this wet tarp. I'm kind of... Rain delay. I see guys sliding on that thing. I'll see how far I can slide with the cup. And I took one little short slide. I can go further than that. And the crowd went crazy. And to this day, I go, and people remember it. And I think that's fun. I think that was a fun, fun thing that I'm a little mini part of. But that celebration at Old Three Rivers was awesome. In spite of the rain, the fans, we had a blast.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. Andrew, good. You got to Google it.
Somehow. Oh, I've seen it.
There's tape out there.
I've relived it.
And does he look like he's 12 having the time of his life?
I don't know if you look like Ovechkin.
My
but
mullet.
You look like you were having fun.
No, Ovechkin had fun. How about him with his cup? With the cup he had this
year?
Well,
thank God there was not TMZ and the camera phones that we, because we just tell the story. But now you can actually, like, video, and he's having a blast, and that's good for him. You know, he earned it. I thought, you know, like, it's hard for me to say because, you know, Washington is a rival, but, you know, Washington had a great playoff. They were a tough team. They played well. They're going to be good champions, and for them to enjoy it as much as they are, good for them, because we all know here in Pittsburgh, especially the newer players here in town, they know the feeling and it makes you hungry to want it back.
We are running out of time, but how nice is it for this town to have Lemieux and Jagr and those guys, and now to have Sid along here? I mean, what are your thoughts real quickly on Sid?
Well, Sid is a special kid, obviously, from the standpoint of just skills and hockey ability, but for the type of person he is. I mean, I come with family. I see the kid. He smiles. He lights up. And I think that's just total hockey respect from the standpoint. Like, I bump into the older generation, and that's how I feel. So Sid makes me feel really fun about being, you know, kind of a former Penguin, former hockey player. But watching him do the things that he does on the ice, he's a unique player. It's his style. He makes everybody around him better, and he makes it fun for the Penguin fans in general, but he makes the pride of Pittsburgh that much higher.
Well, he's going to be joining you in the Hall of Fame.
We know.
I think we're pretty safe to say, right?
Absolutely. No, he is the future.
Brian, thanks for stopping by,
pleasure,
visiting
Andrew.
With us, and coming down here and being a part of this really cool day at Sun Chevy.
It was a great time here. Thank you.
We'll be right back. We'll have an update at 1 o'clock that'll preview tonight's Pirates and Nationals matchup. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.